the cornbread, and you had just said corn pone being similar to hush puppies.
Corn pones and hush puppies.
Do you know the word corn dodger?
Yes.
What's that?
I think there again you're getting right back into hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other types of things made out of cornmeal?
Use it to put on fish when you're frying.
Yeah, just as an outer covering.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, there, if you said there are two kinds of bread, homemade bread or...
Bought bread.
All right. What are things made up in a batter and you fry three or four of them and then you pour syrup over them?
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that you would use?
Flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. If you went to the store, this is a weight, to buy two what of flour?
2 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And bread, the thing that makes bread rise is?
The yeast.
And the inside part of a yolk, okay. The inside part of the egg is the?
Yolk.
And what color is it?
Yellow.
All right, now let's see. If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
You boil them.
Mm-hmm. You'd say you were making boiled?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. And what if you cracked them and let them just fall out into hot water and cook?
To poach an egg.
Mm-hmm. What would you call fat salt meat that you might boil with greens?
Fatback.
Mm-hmm.
And in the naval stores business, they sold a lot of that to the operators in the woods, and they used to call it pork bellies.
It's the same?
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it has a lot of lean in it.
I've never seen much with a lot of lean in it. Most of it is very fat.
Mm-hmm. What, when you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that?
When you butcher a hog?
Mm-hmm.
And you take off a side?
Yeah.
Maybe it's called a side of meat, wouldn't
okay.
it?
Okay. You said bacon earlier. Does it matter whether it's sliced or unsliced? Is it still bacon?
Yes, but either way, you can get sliced or unsliced bacon.
All right. What do you call the thick stuff that you have to cut off the bacon that you can't eat?
Fat part, fat meat.
No, it's not fat. It's hard. You can't chew it. The outside of the bacon, the edge that you have to cut off.
Oh, the rind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if the meat had been kept too long, it had done what?
It would spoil or it would... Mm-hmm.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog's head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call that souse?
Souse, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same?
I've never eaten it, so I'm not familiar with that.
And then what do you have a dish called... prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I've never run into that.
How about hog blood?
Never run into that.
How about taking the juice of hog's head cheese and stirring it up with cornmeal and cooking it and then slicing it and frying it?
You're really coming down to some southern dishes that would be in the country.
I don't think that one's a southern dish, actually. Did you ever hear of scrapple?
Yes.
Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay.
There's so many things I've heard of that I know little about.
If you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, it would be?
Rancid.
And thick sour milk that you keep on hand is?
Clabber. Or...
Mm-hmm. And what kind of cheese do you make from clabber?
Cottage cheese?
That's right.
That'd be right.
Cottage cheese. And what is baked in a deep dish with apples, and it might have layers of crust and a crust on top, but no bottom crust?
Apple cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And a sweet liquid that you might pour over cake or pie or over ice cream.
Well, an icing or a topping.
All right.
Chocolate topping.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then food taken between regular meals is a